Advent, Week 1, Thursday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Creator of the stars of night, the people's everlasting light, Redeemer, Saviour of us all, O hear your servants when they call. As once through Mary's flesh you came to save us from our sin and shame, so now, Redeemer, by your grace, come heal again our fallen race. And when on that last judgment day we rise to glory from decay, then come again, O Saviour blessed, and bring us to eternal rest. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. I will thank you forever. Psalm 29. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favour all through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favour has set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried, to my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord my God, I will thank you forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. I will thank you forever. Happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt. Psalm 31. Happy the man whose offence is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. O happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret, and my frame was wasted. I groaned all day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offence to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with the cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exult, you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt. The Lord has given him power and honour and empire, and all peoples will serve him. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has given him power and honour and empire, and all peoples will serve him. A reading from James chapter 5. Be patient then, my brothers, until the Lord comes. See how the farmer is patient as he waits for his land to produce precious crops. He waits patiently for the autumn and spring rains, and you also must be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. The judge is near, ready to come in. Responsory: Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, the great light promised by the prophets to those dwelling in the shadow of death. Come, Lord Jesus. You enlighten all people, open their hearts to a wider world. Come, Lord Jesus. Son of God, in you we see the Father. Come to reveal to us what true love means. Come, Lord Jesus. Christ Jesus, you came to us as man. May the welcome we give you make us children of God. Come, Lord Jesus. You open the gates of liberty and life, bring the dead into everlasting freedom. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Show forth your power, Lord, and come. Come in your great strength and help us. Be merciful and forgiving, and hasten the salvation which only our sins delay. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.